This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Waking up on Monday, and the coffee just can't quite wash away last night's six-pack of hams. But Tuesday brings the promise of making things all right. But you still drive to work in your family's minivan. The doctor calls on Wednesday, right before your flight, to talk about your colorectal exam. You're back to work on Thursday, and your boss is all uptight, 'cause you didn't push your best-selling brand. But now it's the Friday drive, and it's story time. Yes, it's story time. One time a week when you can truly plan to kick back and listen to story time. Yes, it's story time. We're pushing it out on every airwave we can. We're on both 105.1 and 1080 The Fan, part of The Fan's Global Sports Radio Network.
All right, it's Football Friday, and it's time for our weekly visit with Jay Joseph Harrington. How is your week?
My week is good. Wow, where's that coming from? That's a very broad. A week is a big time.
Well, we haven't talked to you.
Lots
for
of
a week.
Things happen in a week. Oh, okay. I guess that's there. You go. Mm. Well, let's see. Last Saturday, what did I do last Saturday? I can't remember Saturday or Sunday for that matter. Monday, kids were in school, got some stuff done.
Are you like a retired old person who doesn't know what day of the week it is?
In the summertime sometimes.
God, that's great.
Oh, I know what I did. I hosted the soccer team. That's what.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When we left you, you were getting ready to host.
17-year-olds. That's right. That's why I don't remember it, because it was too traumatic.
Yeah. Mm. What do they do?
Let's see. They had a ping pong tournament.
Cool.
Let's see. They rode their bikes down to the pool. I tried to get, convince them to like hike the Butte or like ride down to Subtle Lake. That didn't fly. You know, they were out on the golf course at night, you know, playing some soccer and, you know, just doing teenage things.
Now, let me ask, are you the cool dad or are you just lame like every other parent?
I would definitely lean towards lame, I think. I'm definitely not the cool dad. No, I have no intention, nor do I try to be the cool dad, because the cool dad would need to make decisions that I'm not necessarily comfortable with. And I'm okay saying that. So I guess that makes me kind of lame.
No, but at the same time, like, you know, the NFL thing, like you're, you know, you're in good shape, you dress well. That's enough to kind of be like, when you look around the contemporary of parents, you don't, the cool dad isn't necessarily anyone who's like, you know, ripping bong hits with their kid, but you can still be, you know, you're different than the normal middle-aged dad. And sometimes kids can pick up on that. So I was wondering like what your kids and like their friends kind of think about, because you are not your normal, typical stereotype 40-year-old dad.
Well, yeah, not many not many kids had parents that, you know, played in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's a very, you know, but I don't know. Honestly, I don't say I try to hide that, but like, I, especially in a situation where, you know, I'm around Jack's teammates,
yeah,
or Emmett's teammates, like that, the focus needs to be them, not me. Although, the, you know, the point was to, you know, hey, let's do some goal setting, some team building stuff. I would like to think, and maybe I was just a, you know, a bit naive, I'd like to think that, you know, I would carry enough respect in that setting to be able to say, hey, you know, shut up, let's do this. Like, here's what,
right,
you know, here's what you guys need to figure out. And here's how you, you know, hey, if you want to make it work, awesome. If not, then, you know. So, yeah, it was good.
So no Uncle Joey fireside chats where the kids have to sit around and listen to you talk for 4 hours. That's good.
No, self-awareness. I didn't lead them in a goal setting thing, but you know, that was their, you know, my goal of the weekend, I told them, is like to help facilitate. We'll, you know, make sure you're fed, and then I want to stay the heck out of your way.
Yeah.
Like that's, you know, this is your team time. I'm not trying to hijack any of that.
All right. Today I wanted to talk to you about stadiums, or as Jerry Jones would say, stadiums. Okay. Because we were talking about Northwestern's new stadium that so this game is at their temporary,
which still looks really cool.
Yeah, but it's weird.
No, I'm in Chicago right now.
Oh, you're there.
Yeah,
I'm in. I'm not at the the stadium, but I'm here.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I got to do some appearance thing in like an hour, and then I'm gonna get on a flight and fly back home.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So you're not going to the game?
No, by the time I get to the game, it's probably going to be over. Hmm. Just at least, you know, the scoreboard wise.
Right. Have you been over to the Northwestern facilities at all?
I have not. No, okay. I literally am like I'm in a car coming from O'Hare and going to the appearance. Then I'm going to get in a car and go back to O'Hare, then fly back to Portland because we got a soccer game tomorrow morning.
Well, so this game will be in the Temp Stadium, which is going to be weird on TV. We were warning fans, like, get ready. There's only like 12,000 to 14,000 people there. But the new stadium that they are building is pretty sweet, very state-of-the-art, most expensive stadium in college football history. And it's kind of the beginning of what may be a new era of college football stadiums where it's a little bit more fan-friendly. So I have several questions about stadiums, but my first is of the basic variety of what is the best stadium or stadium, college or pro, that you played in?
Define best. So there's a couple different ways we can go. Are we talking about atmosphere? Are we talking about talking about amenities? Thank you so much.
All encompassing for you. Like, did you ever have a wow stadium where you're like, oh my God, this place is unbelievable, all things considered?
I mean, for me, it was Camp Randall. Right? But that was more of just the atmosphere. That was the, you know, that was what happened inside the stadium. What's it called now? The Seahawks stadium. Is it CenturyLink?
Lumen Field.
Lumen was really cool in the architecture where you could like standing on the sideline and looking toward the cutout side, it actually framed the one side of the cutout was downtown and the other side was at Space Needle.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of cool. I don't know. Like, I can't think of any place that really, Atlanta. I went back and watched when Justin Peele was coaching for the Falcons and Marcus was playing quarterback. We went back and watched a game in Atlanta, and that place is pretty stinking crazy. Yeah,
The new one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's Mercedes still.
Yeah.
Yeah. That place was pretty crazy.
I've heard the new Minnesota one, the US Bank Stadium. I have a buddy of mine that does, rock concerts. And they played there, and he said that one was, you know, and he's been to every stadium in the world, and he said the U.S. Bank Stadium was pretty slick.
Yeah, I believe that. Have you been to SoFi? I haven't been to SoFi.
Yeah, SoFi is ridiculous.
Have you been there?
Yeah. SoFi is one of those, like, when you see, when I saw the, whatever, what is the Cowboys name? Is it AT&T? What's the Cowboys?
I think it's AT&T.
Like, you know, when you come up on that, you see it from the horizon. It seems almost too big to be real. It's called the Death Star, because you just see it in the horizon and you're like, what? What is that? SoFi has got that. It makes AT&T look small. It's just, I've never seen anything that size in my life. It's just, it's awe-inspiring. It's really, really nice and very modern. So if you like modern, you'll love it. But, you know, some people that they want more of a kind of a throwback feel, but SoFi is really nice. And it's definitely kind of space age.
As a visiting player, you know, you always hear about, like, I think it's Iowa that has the pink visiting locker
room. Pink walls. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you have, like, is that overblown? Or are there
Berkeley.
Cal's
yeah,
is bad.
Memorial Stadium.
Yeah.
Why? That
was
the walk.
Horrible. Oh, you had to walk. You walked this catwalk. I mean, it was probably, half the time, you obviously did it there, Sook, like, you feel like you're going to fall.
Yeah.
And then it's like, where the hell am I going? Stairs. And then by the time you get there, you've only got about 2.5 minutes in this cramped little locker room. You don't even have enough space to, like, meet as a position group. It's a 7-minute walk?
Yep. And there's stairs involved. And for a lot of guys that, it had to have changed by now, but, most guys wear screw-in cleats. You know, they don't wear rubber cleats anymore. And
click,
if you
click, 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 and you slip down the stairs.
You slip down the stairs. I mean, so we started walking, and most of our guys stopped and took off our shoes because we like, you literally thought you were going to fall and hurt yourself. I have never seen something so it's just unprofessional. I mean, it's embarrassing. And I would hope that they've improved on that, because it really is. It's bad.
Yeah, but again, I think kind of to Rob's point was, like, it's bad. Nobody died.
No.
I mean, maybe, you know, once someone falls and dies, then you got to fix it. But up until then, it's kind of pink locker room-ish. Like, all right, we got this damn walk ahead of us. And then, like, we're not actually going to have time to sit down and fix the things that we need to fix if we need to do it at halftime.
Yeah, it's rough. Cal's as bad as it gets.
On the field as a player, is it really just about when you're on the road? Is it just about noise? Is it tight sideline? Is it, like, what is the most disruptive to a quarterback on the road?
I don't know that there is anything that is actually disruptive. I mean, if you're having a hard time communicating, it's going to be noise, but everything else is just kind of window dressing, right? It doesn't matter if you're in a cramped locker room, you find a little corner, you go over your ready sheet, you say, all right, here's what we're going to do against this coverage. And this is what we're going to do, you know, against this pressure. And, the fans, I mean, I don't know whether they're 10 feet away or 110 feet away. It doesn't really matter. I mean, a lot of it is just kind of, let's say, window dressing. It really is just a noise thing.
Yeah.
Like, if the noise gets to the point where you are having a genuinely hard time communicating, I feel like I'm talking to a toddler, use your words now. Like, if you're having a hard time communicating with your words and you have to get to the point where you're using hand signals, that requires a certain level of connectedness that not every team has, right? Connectivity, connectedness, connectivity.
I think connectivity.
Yeah. And that's the difference, right? That's the difference between the teams that are really on the, you know, they on the same page. Is those guys are on the same page. Well, no. What it is like, okay, I see the coverage, you see the coverage. I know the play, you know the play. I know the adjustment, you know the adjustment. The wide receiver knows what hand signal is coming before. Like, that's the teams that can operate like that are the ones that do well in noise or not noise.
Yeah. But, like, when we played Bama, Minnesota sticks out in the NFL, you can't audible. Like, it's just, you can't audible if you don't have enough time, because the quarterback literally has to go down the line and tell people, and then you're on silent counts. And when you're on silent counts, that's hard for the offensive linemen. And it's, you know, that's, I'm with you. Noise, when it gets to the point where the center can't hear the quarterback under center, and he's having to put pressure to snap the ball and everyone else is having to react off me. That's a real thing when you're trying to block a really fast defensive end and you're having to watch the ball the same as him. That's problematic.
Yep.
At least from an O-lineman standpoint. I don't know. I mean, quarterback obviously has
different. If it's a problem for an O-lineman, then it's a problem for a quarterback.
Yeah.
I know in the NFL, and this is more of a gambling thing, but I think there are a lot of people who gamble for a living who are saying that in the NFL, home field advantage is sort of overvalued. In other words, the road teams, a lot of people think it's harder on the road than it is. Do you think that that's true? And do you think that that's true in college? Is home field advantage slipping, generally speaking, in football?
I'm trying to think through some examples of what, I mean, because I'm not a good one to ask, because we barely won games at home in the NFL, let alone, you know, I think we lost, like, I don't think we won a game on the road in like 2.5 years in Detroit. I'm not kidding. I think we literally had a stretch of on the road where it was almost 2 years before we won a game. So, I mean, I want to say, no, it's not overblown, because I think here's what I'll say is the difference between team A and team B in the NFL is so minute, right? You're the difference between team A and team B in college football, you know, like we saw last weekend, you know, Oregon and Oklahoma State, you know, think about that. Like 10 years ago when this game was scheduled, Oklahoma State was a solid program. That was supposed to be a solid, good football game. And the difference between one team and another in that, even in like a non, you know, this wasn't playing the Sisters of the Four. This was playing Oklahoma State, a team that, you know, was a Holiday Bowl a couple years ago. The difference is pretty monumental. The difference between an NFL, the talent on an NFL roster is so small that that littlest difference, that littlest edge, that little bit of being at home versus being on the road, I think it plays a part. Now, is it a full touchdown advantage? Are you going to win every single time you play on home? No, but I do think when you get down to that fourth quarter and there is pressure and you are on the road and the crowd is against you and you're maybe not quite as comfortable and you slept in a hotel bed and you had, you know, crummy sausage for breakfast instead of your normal oatmeal. Like I think there is something to that, but not to a massive extent. I think it's something that may tip the scale in one way or another, but it's not something that is monumental when your talent gap is so small.
Got it. We're with Joey Harrington, former Ducks quarterback, here on The Fan every Friday, courtesy of Mods PDX. And when we come back, I mean, it's hard to keep asking you, you know, like with your worry meter. We love the patented Joey Harrington worry meter, only here on 105.1 The Fan, but
exclusively.
They're four touchdown favorites again. So what can we learn from tomorrow's game in Chicago from Joey Harrington next on The Fan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, we're back with Joey Harrington. Is there a worry meter on this game? I know there are four touchdown favorites again, but, you know, this is a better, you know, it's a Big Ten opponent. It's on the road. What do you think?
I'm flying home, if that tells you anything.
You don't even care to stay and see it?
Yeah, like, it to me, it's not even worth staying to see the game. I'll watch it on TV, and you know, I'm literally in the city right now, and it's like, yeah. I have absolutely zero, none. My only worry is like, what's the score going to be at halftime? And, you know, am I going to have to find something else to do for, like, I don't know. It's.
Are we going to learn anything tomorrow? Anything to watch?
I would like to see the continued development of Dante and DeCorian. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm watching for, right? Number one, when we talked about this a couple weeks ago, what I was watching for, you know, we talked about how incredibly efficient. I mean, we were so spoiled having 2 years of Bo Nix and then Dylan Gabriel, you know, who were, I mean, you go look at the stats. I'm sure they're both top 10 in career completion percentage. I mean, it was literally every time they threw the ball, it was completed somewhere. It was so almost robotic. And not that Dante Moore was going to be a poor quarterback, but I definitely was looking or expected to see a little bit less efficiency, maybe a few more explosive plays, a few more shots. You know, some maybe immature or, hey, I'm just going to chuck it kind of moments. That was what I was looking for from him. And what I've seen over the last couple of weeks has been very, I'm not going to say clinical yet because the opponents haven't been up to par, but I've been very impressed. And not only have I been impressed but I've been impressed the way that he's used DeCorian and the game that he had last week. God, what a perfect strike up the sideline. Great route. I want to see that continue, right? Because that's the thing that's been missing from Oregon forever.
Yeah.
Literally forever. Have we had a first round pick at wide receiver?
I'm trying to think.
If that's a good question.
If they have.
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
No, not off the top of my head. I'm
I don't think Oregon has ever had a first-round wide receiver. And not that, you know, we need to go ahead and anoint DeCorian Moore, but, like, that's what Ohio State did to us in the Rose Bowl last year. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they've been able to do to people. Jackson Smith and Jigba. Scary Terry was what, a fourth round pick?
Yeah, something
Marvin
like that.
Harrison Jr., Jeremiah, like you go down the list of all of these guys that have been at, you know, Chris Olave, like they just keep popping into your head. And that's what I want to, like, that's what's been missing from Oregon. We've been able to run the ball in anybody, right? Our quarterback play has been exceptional. And we've done it without a true threat at wide receiver. So if what I'm watching for is to see the continued development of Dante Moore and the way in which he uses DeCorian.
Yeah, because I think, and not just DeCorian, but I kind of want to see all the skill position players, not tight end, you know where tight end is, but both running backs and receivers as this goes on, like a general pecking order develop. I mean, it's great to do things by committee, but you are going to face the games where you kind of need a bell cow that you're going to lead on for 25 carries, or the guy that you're going to be like, hey, like you said, and it's probably DeCorian Moore, but you know, Benson's had a nice season. Whoever, find the guy, and maybe it's Sadiq, but find the guy that Dante Moore, when you really get some resistance and teams are heating you up a little bit, that you're like, hey, we're giving this guy 12 targets and he's going to get 9 catches for 180. Like, yeah, to finding that sort of, and these things sort themselves out when you do it by committee, but that's these next 2 weeks. By the time you hit Penn State, I would like to have a definitive running back rotation and kind of a pecking order at wide receiver.
I think that's fair.
There is one first round wide receiver, Oregon Duck.
Because I'm right now scrolling through.
I have them all right here.
And you got to go on, way back because I'm in like
he was pick number 4. And yes, it is way back
because I'm in the 90s and I.
Big name.
Hold on.
Big name.
Oh, is it Ahmad?
Oh, Bobby Moore.
Yeah, Ahmad Rashad, yeah.
Bobby, yep, Ahmad.
After him, the closest would be second-round pick Patrick Johnson. Oh, sorry.
Pat Johnson was a second-round pick.
Yeah,
that's
1998.
Right. And then I was thinking of Demaryius Thomas. Where did he go?
Demaryius Thomas. You mean Demetrius Williams?
Oh, Demetrius Williams. I'm sorry. Yeah. God, I'm sorry.
Fourth
Demetrius
round
Williams.
Pick.
Yes. He was fourth.
There is one third round pick, 2014.
Josh Huff. No.
Yep. You had
Huff?
Was it Josh Huff?
Yeah, Josh Huff. Mm. And then you have fourth rounders. You have Troy Franklin, Sammy Parker, Demetrius Williams.
Well, was D'Anthony technically?
Really?
Was D'Anthony a receiver or where did.
Because
he went in the fourth or fifth, and I don't remember.
He's not on here as a receiver.
Yeah, he might. I mean,
no,
he was kind of
a
running
back,
sort of.
Back.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Jordan Kent. How about that? Remember that?
He was like in the seventh round, right?
Sixth.
Sixth round. Okay. Took a flyer.
Yeah, you do. You do know that guy.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Okay, so you're in Chicago. This is the last question. You're in Chicago. You didn't seem too high on Chicago. I love Chicago. I think it's a great city.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Chicago. No, I just can't wait for you to stop talking so I can post up at a table here and grab a beer.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, so
get
real
to
quick.
Pequod's and get some pizza.
Top three U.S. cities, according to Joey Harrington.
Ooh, I like that.
Ooh. Portland's obviously out. I mean, that's a given. You can't pick your home city.
And again, are you asking to live or to visit and hang out for a week?
No, I just think hang out. By the way, Salina, Kansas, you can't. Mm. It's not fair. You can't.
So you're not saying live. You're saying visit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different.
Because those are different things.
I know. Well, we all live where we live. I'm saying like three best cities to, like U.S. cities to hang. Mm.
Ooh.
We're not moving.
Okay. So... I am always a New York fan.
Okay. New York City.
Yeah.
New York City. Emily is a Chicago fan.
Okay.
Right. So I think like, and I know you're going to hate me for this, but I think you have to combine those as 1A and 1B because they're the two logical picks that are.
Everything's there.
Kind of. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Then I'm going to throw in. I'm going to throw in Austin, Texas.
Cool.
And I'm going to throw in New Orleans.
There you go.
Oh, that's Sue's favorite.
New Orleans is my if we're going New York, LA is the 1A, then right behind that is New Orleans. It's my favorite.
But see, LA, what is LA? LA is massive. Like is LA like the entire do you count Santa Monica in
you
LA?
Get everything.
Do you count like well that's not LA.
Well, but it is cuz they I mean you get everything cuz Disney's not LA, but you get it. And you can.
That's not LA. No, you don't get Disney with LA.
You
that's
get
not,
Disney if you go to LA. I was just in LA. We went to a Dodger game, and on a lark after the Dodger game, we were like, "You want to go to Disneyland?" We're like, "Yeah." And guess what? 30 minutes later, I was in Disneyland. That counts. It's Los Angeles.
Well, you know what? I was at dinner the other night, and then on a lark in Portland, I said, "Hey, you want to go to Enchanted Forest?" And you know what? We were there in 30 minutes, but that's in Salem. I'm sorry.
Good point.
If you're in Portland, you get Happy Valley. You get Lake Oswego. It's Portland. You get it? It's why LA is, wow, is probably one, or, you know, it's like New York, you go to Long Island, like it, New York and LA, there's just too much. It's easy. It's a layup. There's never something not cool to do in New York or LA.
Oh, I don't know. I say New York. I'm not talking about Long Island. I say New York. I'm not talking about Jersey. I'm not talking about, yeah, you know, I'm not talking going to the Meadowlands. I'm talking about in the city. I'm talking about Manhattan. I'm talking about New York City.
Yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you.
I don't.
Well, you don't count. This isn't your interview.
But I love that he threw New Orleans, because New Orleans is...
It's a great city.
It's the best city to visit.
It's too unique. Yes. It's too unique. Yes. Like, there are so many great spots. I mean, you can literally be in the French Quarter. Or, you know, you could go for a walk in Audubon Park in the morning. You could go to lunch down Magazine Street and hit the Warehouse District and then be on Bourbon Street in the Quarter, you know, partying up, and then sneak down the street. And, you know, I told you this, the time we were just sitting there and Ellis Marsalis starts playing at the jazz club. It was like, and this is just like a Thursday, like every day of the week.
Hey, enjoy your beer in Chicago and your flight back, and say hello to Ditka.
Ditka. Yeah, I will. Yeah. I'm going to go have a beer right now.
Get to Portillo's.
You guys.
All right. See ya. Thank you, Joey. Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Up next, they got him, the club on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.